And there's people on the business.
Sports on 107.5.
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.
Cameron, disappointing result today. 2-1 defeat at home against Lincoln United. A very close call game, wasn't it, really? Give us your thoughts on the game.
Yeah, it was a tight game. To be fair, they needed the result. They're going for the playoffs, and obviously they've got the goal second half, and we've had a few chances ourselves, but just wasn't meant to be today.
It was Matt Cotton who scored the winner for Lincoln today. No complaints. A good finish for him, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good goal. He took it well, to be fair. I think it came from our attack, to be honest. But, yeah, he finished it well, and good luck to them in the playoffs.
Big talking point in the second half, though, Cameron, is the goal that people think should have happened. Charisma O'Connor, the chance, looked like it was cleared off the line, but a lot of people complaining, saying it went over the line. What's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, a lot of the lads that was at the attacking thought it went in, to be fair. Where I was standing, I was on the halfway line, so I couldn't really see, but it looked 50-50 to me, and obviously we're going to say it's a goal, but the line, I don't know if he was up to play, but I think we deserved the draw, to be honest. He's played well, Christmas, since he's come in, and he led the line well today, but obviously he didn't get the goal which we needed, and that's football, I suppose.
Next week, Basel United away, last match of the season. Is still the target for a top 10 finish. Is that what the club want to achieve?
Yeah, it's top 10 finish. Obviously Basford are in the playoffs themselves, so if they're going to play a strong team or not, I'm not sure, but obviously we go into the game wanting to get 3 points. Like every game in this league is a tough one, so we'll go there looking for the 3 points, as we always do, and yeah, try and finish the season on a high.
Look at the teams that are like a challenge for the playoff places. Who would you put your money on to go up this season?
Playoffs as anyone. Like Sutton went up last year and they was fifth, but Shore Lane, I think it looks like Stafford are going to win the league now, but Shore Lane's been, we've had two tough games against them, but and like I say, anything can happen, and good luck to the teams that are in the playoffs.
What's your overall message to the fans?
They've been brilliant all season. They've stuck by us through thick and thin, and hopefully next year we can be challenging and give them some success, which we all want on and off the pitch.
You're not far from being a playoff chasing side yourself, really, are you?
No, that's correct. We're not a million miles away. It's just a little thing. Like today, we've come away with a loss, and we could have grinded a draw out if not won it ourselves, but it weren't meant to be. Hopefully next year, a couple of additions, and hopefully we'll be challenging next year.
Well, Cameron, thanks for your time. Appreciate it as ever. Very best luck next week against Basford, and we'll hopefully speak again next season.
And there's people on the business.
Sports on 107.5.
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.